Wow, what an amazing, amazing testimony. You know, the first thing I thought of when Brother Mitch was, actually when Brother Keith was singing, then Brother Mitch was talking, and now then Joe was at his name, the guy who was in the video, and then of course our sister in Christ, I thought God has just always got a plan. And he's like a conductor, you know? And I just, because this morning the scripture that came to my mind when I was thinking about Brother Mitch, what Brother Mitch had asked me to share testimony, was perfect love casts out fear. And, you know, it almost always happens when I get to be here that something I have studied that very morning or shared with my parents ends up being the topic of this sermon. Do you know why that happens? Because you let the Holy Spirit come in and take charge. And, oh, by the way, I'm Kim, by the way. For those of you who don't know, my name is Kim. And so I've been a member of this church for a couple of years, a remember. Is that a word? Remember? And was saved in this church, sitting about where you two gentlemen are sitting down there. But I was talking to Brother Mitch a couple of weeks ago and just sharing the testimony of just all the things God's been doing. And he asked me to come up, and I feel like I'm a missionary, y'all. I know I'm not ordained or anything, but I am filled with the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is just, when you let God have his way with you, it just takes over. It's a non-hostile takeover. You know what I'm saying? And so I live in Missouri. And God has me there for a reason. And I want to share some of the exciting things that God's been doing. Is that okay? Can I share some exciting stuff with y'all? I don't know why God still has me in Missouri. I have two law practices there, and I have a community there. But the longer I let God have his way with me, the more he shows me the opportunities that he has. And you know, when they were sharing about addiction, the thought that kept coming to my mind is, Kim, what's your sin of choice? I mean, come on now. I mean, that's what holds us back, right? And a lot of times when I talk with people about, they ask, what is it? What do you have? I want what you have. And I'm like, oh, that's Jesus. You know, and because when we let the love of Christ shine through us, it is evident, right? And, you know, but what is love? You know, and when I thought about this a lot, and the opposite of love isn't hate, is it? The opposite of love is what crucified Christ, that selfishness. So love is selflessness. And so when we talk about being in love with God, that is being completely sold out, selfless. The words of that song that Keith sang, his dying breath gave me life. God should be our oxygen, right? And our every breath should be a sacrifice to him. Because it's not our breath, is it? If we're born again, we belong to Christ. And so I want to share a couple things that have been going on. I am just so excited. I cannot even hold back. I sit on the board of the Free Women's Center, have for years, and that's the Pregnancy Resource Center. And I sit on the board with a man who is a retired judge. He was a judge for 30 years and his wife. And they occasionally ask me to lead the prayer, which I'm happy to do. And one day she asked me, they asked me the other, she said, would you come to our church and teach what you do? I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, this zeal, this, you just know, you just have Jesus. And I'm like, well, I mean, you're sure. I talked to Brother Pat about it. I talked to Brother Brian about it. I talked to Brother Robert, my parents, about it. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But God knows what he's doing all the time. And the reason we're afraid, the reason that we won't go and do the things that God has for us, is because we don't just give him, just say, you know what, my life is yours. I'm just going to give this to you. I mean, I got afraid about coming up here. I don't like standing behind this pulpit. I don't belong behind this pulpit. I know that. I mean, in a preaching sense. But God says, you just go up there and I'll give you what you need to say. like Jesus said, right? Don't think about what you're going to say. Study my word, show yourself approved, and be filled with the Spirit, and I'll do all the work, you know? So at first, this group, they were like, well, we want, and it was the pastor and this group of people, and I, well, I'm not going to stand behind your pulpit on Sunday nights and teach. I'm just not going to, you know, that's not right. And, you know, and I was praying about it. I talked to several people, Pat and Brother Robert and Brother Brian, and God just worked it out. We have a Tuesday night discipleship class, and it is just, I stand back, Lord, what are you doing? And, you know, the Lord is just guiding it. He is just, and the pastor is getting excited. He said, I've never heard the concepts before. I was like, so we have I'm a facilitator of the concepts, and, you know, something the Lord put on my heart that is really in concert with this whole morning service is we have to have two things to disciple, right? Truth, and we have to have love. And if we have just truth without love, then we're just cruel. That's just brutal, right? If we have love without truth, then we're just a bunch of hypocrites. We're just doing it for our own good, right? And you know, when I think about the way that now 12 years ago, I mean, I was born again when I was 23. I won't tell you how many years ago that, but it's like 100 years ago. But I then walked for about 20 years in a very hypocritical, I call it the plastic Christian life, where I came to church 3 times a week. I, you know, tithed, I gave offerings, I taught Sunday school, I took my kids to Christian school. I was a check-the-box plastic Christian of grade A quality. But you know what? I don't think I led one person to Christ. When Jesus came into my life, you know, that guy Joe, the guy that went to his drug house and pulled him out of there, that's that love. When God came to me in the lowest part, I was like in that crack house, okay? I was just like, I wasn't smoking crack. I might as well have been, though. You know, sin, what was it Charlie Ashcraft used to say? Sin will take you further, keep you longer than you want to stay, and what was the last one? Cost you more than you want to pay. Cost me 20 years of my life, and I was a Christian. You know, so when God, you know, the Bible says that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. Oh, that is me. And it's sometimes me every day. You know, I mean, we all have this flesh that we have to contend with, right? And it doesn't wake up in the morning and say, praise Jesus. No, you got it. And this is something we're talking about in this discipleship class. You have to have the truth, and you have to have love. Truth says, get your hiney out of bed and get my word out and discipline yourself to spend time with me. That's what truth does. Then, guess what? Then we start feeling the presence of God. And you know what? We don't want to get away from it because it's just so good. And then it just comes out everything we do. Love comes out with the extra time we spend with the person we meet in the aisle at Walmart who looks sad and says, you know, you look really sad. And, you know, you're not looking at your clock thinking you're late for something, because God just takes care of all that. He always does. Love is that thing that you say, you know, to whoever you're discipling, my time is God's, so guess what? It's yours. And he'll figure out my life. He'll figure out my life. It is the most tremendous. If you are struggling with feeling dissatisfied in your life, there's only one answer. It's get yourself out of the way, you know, and let God take over. He is so much better at me than I am, you know. And you know, like the story is from RU. It's not RU. It's called something else. I didn't catch the name of the program. But, you know, what happens is when God peels back our sin, when he peels back our sin, And Robert Creech had talked about the cracked mirror a couple weeks ago. You know, when we're born again, he gives us a new mirror. He gives us a beautiful mirror, right? And then we splatter our sin on it, and it clouds it up. We smear it around, right? We can't see who we are. What God did for me 13 years ago was he showed me a glimpse of who I was in him. And man, It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I like who I am, not because of Kim Lowe's got something special, but because God made me special. And every person, you know, this is one of the things that when I'm discipling people, tell people, it's like, there's 8.5 billion people, is that right, Pat, in the world? And he only made one of you. You know, how special is that? And you were created in whose image? God's image, the God that created everything that you see that you love. All the stuff that draws us away from him, it, you know, is his goodness, right? And man, you know, people can't argue with the fruits of the Spirit. That's what the Bible says, right? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness. It says, against such there is no law, right? Everybody wants some of that. So I, in this discipleship study, these people are getting, they're coming alive. I mean, I've known some of these people for a long time, but God's doing in them what he's done in me. That's contagious. You know, that is, do you know what zeal looks like? Oh, all you do is go to a Razorback game, right? There's some zeal there, right? Do you know, what was it that the church at Laodicea had lost? Their first love, right? Yeah, what does that mean? Some wishy feeling for God? No, that's surrender, right? That's surrendering every part of your life to Christ. And he has taken a broken hypocrite like me, and he has made me into something that people look at me, my goal is to see Jesus. That's all I want them to see is Jesus. Because I can't do anything for them. You understand? I can't impress them with me. Not much there. So I get to talking about the Lord, and I have a hard time staying on track. So this group, there's about 13 people in this church that are doing this discipleship, and our approach is truth and love. It's teaching not just the concepts, but also how to have a closer relationship with Christ, how to surrender, because you got to do both, right? The Lord has given me multiple opportunities during the week to disciple people. I'm discipling one lady by Zoom because she doesn't know Christ, and we just got her lost this last week. Okay, and so now I'm not going to say her name, but I'd ask you to pray for this lady that she would get saved. She's very close, but you see, I met her laying on a table in her clinic. she was taking care of some spots on my face with a laser, hurt. But you know, Jesus said, "Oh, I got this. I'll take this pain away." And you just talk to her about why she's anxious. You know, so because she asked, she says, why are you so, she goes, you got something, what is it? Oh, I got just Jesus, you know. And everywhere we go, we have a great commission, right? What is that? Sit? Is that what the Great Commission says? Sit? No, it says what? Go, right? Go wherever you're at, whoever you are, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a bigwig executive, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a teacher, where to go. Because if we're sitting still, you're either for or against. There's no Switzerland. No Switzerland. Sorry, guys. And what Jesus said to the church at Laodicea is, you know, you say, oh, I've got what I need. You say you're rich, right? And isn't that how we get when God blesses us, we get complacent? I mean, I'm exhibit A, right? We think, I got everything I need. God, I'm good. I got my life now, right? He says, you're poor, wretched, blind, and naked. And so I don't want to walk out the door like that, do you? I mean, I want to be clothed with the fruits of the Spirit and have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and be ready, because we are in a battle. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching, Brother Mitch. I really don't. I just am sharing what God laid on my heart. And it's truly, oh, I lived that complacent Christian life for so long. Why? Why did I do that? Well, I'd never really experienced the true moving of God. And, you know, there is nothing like God's presence. You know, there's nothing like it. And if you're struggling with that, figure out what your drug of choice is. Sin's like a drug, right? and confess it and surrender. I have to do that every day, you know, because I know my weaknesses. And God, man, He just takes what we have. He takes the little bit we have. And He does all these things that are farther. Paul prayed for the Ephesians to have more than they could ask for or imagine. Take what you imagine for your life and explode that on a level that you will never. I'm telling you, when people say, how do you do everything you do? I said, I don't. God does it. And it is just the most amazing life. We were created to live in wonder and amazement and adventure. That's who God created us to do, but we have to surrender. He has to do it, right? So that's my testimony. I appreciate all of you all. I have learned so much here and continue to learn so much here, and wish I could always be here, but God has me 250 miles away or 220 miles away. And you know what? I'm able to take what I learned here and help the churches there. That's what I guess He's having me do. I never saw that coming. That's okay. And what a blessing it is to be rooted and grounded in the truth here and being able to take it to churches who are just, they've never been taught. And I'm praying that God will, I used to think, well, maybe God's going to send somebody from here to start a church there. I don't really think that's His plan. I think His plan is to take the churches that are there. There's like 30 in my county. And start doing what He's done here, there, through the concepts and through, you know, zeal is contagious. Amen. It is. Yeah, just, you know, it really is. And whatever our light, whatever our eyes shine with, that's what we love. It may be money, maybe, you know, pleasure, whatever, but it should be Jesus, right? If we belong to Him. Yeah.